This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November the 12th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 3. It says there, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." End of quote. John Wooden, an American basketball player and the head coach, said this, "The most important thing in the world is family and love." End of quote. Audrey Hepburn, a British actress, model and dancer and humanitarian, said this, "The most important thing is to enjoy your life, to be happy. It is all that matters." End of quote. Many people think health is the most important because we need health to work and think properly. People may vary in their opinions about what is most important. However, Paul says the most important thing had been passed on to him, and he passes that most important thing to all of us faithfully. What is the most important? The knowledge and awareness that Jesus Christ died for your sins, just as the Scriptures said. This is called the gospel, or the good news for all people living everywhere on this planet Earth. Listen to what Paul says here. "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." End of quote. 1 Corinthians 15:3. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried and raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, that he was seen by Peter and then by the 12 apostles. After that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he was seen by James and later by all the apostles. Last of all, as though I had been born at the wrong time, I also saw him. For I am the least of all the apostles. I am not even worthy to be called an apostle after the way I persecuted God's church." End of quote. This is the whole paragraph, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 to 9. Beloved, there are three main ingredients of the gospel, or the good news. Jesus Christ died for your sins. Then he was buried. And after that, he was raised on the third day, just as the Scripture, the Bible, said. This is the gospel, or the good news, that all should hear and understand. Jesus Christ is the Son of God who came to this earth to pay for your sins and wrongdoings according to God's predetermined plan. He paid for all of your sins by his precious, divine, and sinless blood that was poured out on the cross of Calvary. Isaiah 53, 5-6 says this, "He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." End of quote. This was one of the hundreds of prophecies of the Bible fulfilled in Jesus Christ. After his death, they buried him in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. However, on the third day, Jesus Christ rose again from the dead, defeating sin, death, and devil. Beloved, no tomb in the whole earth is open except the tomb of Jesus Christ. You can still go to Israel in Jerusalem and verify the open tomb. It silently declares the truth the angels answered on that day. The angel said, "He is not here, for he is risen. And come see the place where the Lord lay." End of quote. Matthew 28:6. It is the fact that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, rose from the dead on the third day, and you can verify with your own eyes. Buddha is still in the grave. Muhammad is still in a cemetery. All Eastern religious heroes are still in the grave if they were ever lived. We are unable to verify the historicity of the many of the Eastern gods anyway. It says after the resurrection of Jesus, he appeared to all the 12 of his disciples, then appeared to 500 people, and most of them were still living when Paul wrote the book of Corinthians. Then Jesus appeared to James, again to all the disciples, and then he says he appeared to him. He says he does not deserve to be called an apostle because initially he persecuted the church of God. Beloved, why is this important? You see, family, love, happiness, and health all will end at the time of your last breath. you will be taken to a place called the graveyard and will be buried under 6 feet of mud. All we longed for here are going to end at the time of our departure. Gospel, the good news that Jesus died, buried and rose again from the dead, and believing in the Son of God who allowed his body to be broken and shed his blood for your sins, is the only thing that grants us admission to heaven when we fall here in the dust. There is no other way to heaven. Jesus himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." End of God. John 14:6. It is the first important thing. Your life after death, your eternity hinges on what you would do with this good news and Jesus Christ. Beloved, that's why the Christ death, burial, and resurrection is the most important thing in your life and my life. One day we will leave here at the moment of our death. However, are you sure you will be in heaven at the moment of your death? Or will you go to an eternity without the loving presence of the Lord? That is called hell. If you are not sure yet, please call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today, because he loves you and died for all of your sins and paid for your sins by his divine and sinless blood. He is your only Savior who can save you from your sins and grant you eternal life. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe in the most important matter, the most important thing in my life, that God placed all my sins on Jesus Christ, and Jesus became the sacrificial lamb in my place. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. Please come to my heart and save me today. Forgive my sins and grant me everlasting life. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.